Or two, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is January the 30th, Saturday in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hope everybody had a good week. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. It is one cold, rainy day today. The only good news is that it's melting the snow. The bad news is, well, the bad news is, The next news is that all the kids and grandkids are coming over because this is the time of the year that they're all born. Did you know that the overwhelming majority of your children would be born practically in or right at your birth sign?
No.
What I've got to do is go... calculate 3 months from now and find out what it is I'm up to, like 3 months from now, and why my wife is so amorous somewhere around May. I don't really get it. Anyway, I must look better with a little bit of a tan. So how are you doing?
Like you, doing good. Rainy. Yeah. Snow's melting. Yeah, of course. We both live in Missouri, so yeah. Other than that, doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be standing out there cooking 4 flank steaks. This is going to be just tremendous. I'm sure my rain poncho is going to smell like smoke.
At least you'll be next to the grill.
I will be. I will be next to the grill. And my entire family will probably be watching me from under the porch. I don't know anybody. I do have one son, my youngest son, who is a stockbroker. Takes cold showers, so maybe he'll come out there with me. That'd be humorous. So the talk of the week. Holy cow. Normally I would not lead with this, but I just don't see what choice I have. It is so exciting. Finally, somebody managed to manifest the cojones to attack Wall Street. And for those of you that, and this is pathetic of you, need me to wake you up, and that's just plain sad. What happened this week was funny. For decades, Wall Street has been using their tool, which is Wall Street, to fleece the little guy. It is opined, widely opined, in fact, well understood, that Wall Street needs the retail investor. Well, why do they need that? Well, because that's where they steal all the money from. So that's what they do. So they have basically, over the years, created various games that they use to take your money away from. Well, one of the games that they like to use is shorting things. And it's a process that my son, who also takes cold showers, could explain very well because he has to teach it to millennials. And if you can teach something to millennials, you have got to be really good. So what happens, what they've been doing is shorting things and manipulating the price, and in the process, steal your money. We're not going to get into how that process works, but it works just fine, or they wouldn't do it. Well, there's a group out there called Reddit, and they've got a subgroup of WSB, Wall Street Bets, Wall Street Bets. And Wall Street Bets got their people together. I really should have looked at the chart. It's not important, but I'd like to get the date right. About a week ago. And so what Wall Street has been doing is been shorting places like AMC Theaters and GameStop and some others. And they're basically decimating the stock by shorting it constantly. And it hasn't at all fair for these companies, but there's nothing you can do about it because according to, I guess the government, you can do these things. So what happened was, and this is the funniest thing, they finally had GameStop shorted to 140% of the outstanding shares. In other words, if there's a million shares, then they were shorting, the number of shorts were at 1,400,000. So they had the stock basically beaten down to, it's a weird chart because it expands, it covers a range from zero to like 500. So it's hard to get exact dollars. But GameStop was, it looked like it was above 10 but below 20, so let's say $15. In about a week, they managed to drive it to almost $400 by everybody buying it. So they all got together, and this is so cool, and they bought GameStop, GME. Okay. So they bought GME, and what happened then is that all these criminal banks and hedge funds that had been shorting it were forced to short cover. So for every dollar it went up, they lost 10. So it went from, let's say, 15 to 390. Okay, so for every dollar it went up, they lost 10 per share. Okay, so when you buy a contract, you're controlling maybe, let's say, 10 shares. You buy a contract, it's not just one share. So each time every single stock went up, they lost, let's just say, $375. Let's say you bought a contract and you're shorting, let's say, 20,000 shares, which is a pretty conservative guess. That's not very much. They would have lost, that firm that did that would have lost around $75 million in 1 week just off that stock. That has nothing to do with AMC Theaters and Bed Bath & Beyond and the other people that they have been shorting and destroying their stocks. Now, so what happens is these people who have been cheating Ma and Pa Kettle for the last 50 years started whining and complaining and crying, and they went to the FTC and all these people and said, you got to put a stop to this. They called Robinhood, the app, the trading app Robinhood, and told them that they wanted to keep the Robinhood users, the Robinhood app users, from buying. They can close a position, but they couldn't buy any more GameStop. They couldn't buy. This is communism. They couldn't buy any more Bed Bath & Beyond or AMC. They didn't want the bleeding to get any worse. So here we have a group of, I would call them freedom rangers, doing Wall Street, what Wall Street's been doing to everyone for decades, and now Wall Street cries foul. And Robinhood, this is interesting, Robinhood acquiesced and blocked everybody's purchases. And that's not all. They found 12 people that were holding GameStop and Robinhood sold it without their permission. I think personally, I think Robinhood, I think they're finished. I mean, if anybody, all these people, if you're the kind of person that wants to start a revolution, and you're trying to participate in a revolution, and your mom steals your gun, you know, that's pretty much it between you and mom. So Robinhood, you know, stopped these people from doing what they were doing. And so I think as a business model, this is an epic failure, and I think they're going to pay the price. Now, here's the great part for all you people. How long have I been telling you to buy? Say again. I'm sorry, I missed that.
That's okay. You're talking about the 9 investors that did the squeeze play on GameStop, right?
Yeah, the Reddit people, the Wall Street Bets group, the Robinhood group. These are a group of young Turks that get together and they trade together. It's an app, you know, and Robinhood and other people. If you trade together, you have an advantage because you have a big weight. You know, it's like, you know, one person can push a car so far, but, you know, you get 5 or 10,000 people pushing the same car, you only need like one finger. So that's what they do. So here's what they want to do next. So how long have I been telling you all to buy silver? How long? It's years, literally years.
Definitely.
Yeah, and here's the deal. So it's still stuck around 25. The inflation-adjusted value of silver, what do you think it is, Lori? What do you think the inflation-adjusted price of silver is right now? What would you say?
Honestly, I don't know. Tim usually checks on it for us, so I don't. I'm being honest, I really don't.
Well, it's about $1,000. So if I can find this quote, and I don't know why I can't, it should be right here in front of me. What the same people that did this to GameStop this week and some other people will be looking to do this exact same thing to SLV. It's silver. So SLV would be the ETF, it's iShares. It would be, so what they want to do, it says, and this is what they comes off of Reddit. Here's the quote. I will be putting 50% into SLV and 50% into the strike call that expires on 4/16. This way, an SLV purchase will be a groundswell into silver immediately that then rockets through a gamma squeeze as silver nears $35. So right then and there, it goes from 25 to 35. And by the end of April, their target is 75. But this is what their logic is. And this is what they said. Why not squeeze silver to its inflation-adjusted price? If you don't care about the gains, and believe me, I do, I'd like to see $1,000 silver. Think about the banks like J.P. Morgan that you destroy, and then hashtag another message sent. Okay, so probably the big wigs at J.P. Morgan Chase probably take off for the weekend. Oh, what do you think, 11, 12 o'clock on a Friday? I guarantee they're in there this morning because these people, and there are another one or two entities that have been responsible for shorting silver the way they were shorting GameStop. They've been responsible for shorting silver and keeping the price where it is for decades. Now the Reddit people are on them like a duck on a June bug, and I cannot wait to see how this is going to play out. And for those people who just got burned by Robinhood, they're going to leave like rats off a sinking ship. And so Robinhood is also going to take a beating. So right now, over there at J.P. Morgan Chase offices, they've probably made somewhere around 5,000 to 10,000 pots of coffee there, and running around like cats on a hot tin roof, trying to figure out how they're going to dodge this bullet. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It really is. It's very exciting. Just so exciting. So my point here, what is my point? Well, I hope I have one. If you have been buying silver, you would have been buying it at 25, and when it dropped to 11, you'd have been buying it, and now it's back at 25, still an excellent purchase. If it goes to 75 near term, that's really nice. That'd triple any money that you had in there. But let me caution you regarding your logic. This is not an investment. Buying physical silver is an insurance policy against central bank occupation. It's an insurance policy against being abused by criminal bankers. That's what it is. But having it triple is wonderful. Having it go to $1,000, what would that be? 400%. That's even more fun. I'd like to see that. So if you haven't, this is my point, and I know we're going to talk some about Bitcoin, and a lot of people, young people, embrace it because they're very comfortable with the internet. They're very comfortable with things like that, whereas older people are not. Well, this thing that's about to happen, if you ask me, puts a concrete foundation under any silver that you buy before the move. Now, I got all excited this morning and took some money that was sitting still in an Ameritrade account, and was going to buy some silver until I realized the market was shut. Now, not silver, SLV, the ETF. SLV, paper silver. Paper silver, that which you don't normally want to own, and I wouldn't normally want to own it. And normally I wouldn't buy a stock. That's why the money is just sitting there. Normally I don't believe in the stock market anymore. As I opined to my son this morning who works there, it's a casino with a whorehouse hooked on, and I don't believe in going in there. But if I can buy SLV, make some quick money, and also irritate people like J.P. Morgan, I'm doing it. I am doing it. And so, you know, as my fiduciary responsibility to piss off the man, I'm totally willing to shoulder my load. What do you think about my personality flaws?
I don't think you have any because it sounds good to me.
Oh, that Rick, he's such an angry man. He's so angry. He's so vindictive and angry. That's what you were supposed to say. You were supposed to set me up. Yeah.
Was I? I am so sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, you were supposed to go after me. You were supposed to make me look like a crabby old hater.
A bad person?
Which actually, now that I think about it, I am. And here I had another thought, and I bet we're going to hit a break.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a break.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes after this break. Please hold on.
Show, but I heard it in the alley on the weird radio. You wanna drink a water? Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. When it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about paper silver and bitcoins. okay, Rick. Did we lose him? Rick? Hello? We might have lost him. Just a quick reminder of our sponsor, which is Extendivite. If you guys haven't tried it, it's a good product. You might want to take a look and order you some today. Their website is www.heartdrop.com. Other than that, okay. Sorry, just got a message from my engineer. Is Rick around? Did we lose Rick? Ken? Okay.
Well, most of the stuff that Rick was talking about, I really have no knowledge of, so I'm not going to continue with that. But as soon as he's back, he can. But we have been talking about a lot of things on the show. Sorry. Whether it's investing in silver, investing in Bitcoin, investing in yourselves as far as like your making sure you have plenty of supplies and stuff for your family in case anything does happen. We've been sharing our tips and ideas about gardening, how to store your food, and items that you should be putting aside in case you need it. For those of you that are on medication, you know, make sure you have a supply of medication, supply of medical supplies for any injuries that you might occur in case you can't. The hospitals aren't available or doctors aren't available. You know, things like that would come in handy. Hopefully our listeners have been paying attention and making their own supply list and getting their things together. Whether it's games for the kids for later on, like board games or cards or a good book to read, you know, those type of things. If you have, a generator or solar panels where you have electricity, then you'd probably be okay. You know, you could always throw in a movie for the kids or something. But, you know, we hope that we've given you guys enough information to at least be prepared to some extent, if not the full extent, because we don't know which direction our country's going, which I've asked every week for everybody to pray for our country and that it's on the right track and that people that we put in charge will take care of us, but it doesn't always work that way. But, hey, you know. Let's see. Other than that, since Rick's not here, or since we've lost him, I'm going to go ahead and give our call-in number. I know I've got it. Okay, our call-in number is 512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. And we can go ahead and start taking calls, I guess. So if you guys want to call in, you can. Since Rick has apparently lost phone contact. but, hey, like I said, I'm not the brains behind this operation. It's usually the guys, and that's fine. Okay. We'll go ahead and take a call then. How about Marcus in Idaho? Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning. I'm calling. Calling is a terrible idea, considering that the powers that be wanted to money. I just.
Marcus?
With the Democrat Party.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you have a bad cell connection. Can you repeat that for me?
Yes. Can you hear me better?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. I'm saying that Bitcoin is a terrible idea. I do not believe in any type of digital currency. Because it's going to usher in the beast. And that is, I feel that the Satan is here now with the Democrat Party. It has really been unleashed. And it's time to resist all these forms of tyranny that they're going to push down on us.
I agree. I honestly see our country possibly going to another civil war. That's my personal opinion.
I'm not into
Bitcoin. I don't think it's going to be a civil war. I think that they're going to tear us apart.
It's possible.
Yeah, and, you know, all the things that they're doing to Republicans right now, deplatforming in with the government, considering us as terrorists and such, that is just a precursor of what they're going to do to Christians. We are in a very bad place right now. Unless we start finding ways to put wrenches in the system, we're not going to go. It's going to be very quick.
Okay, I see your point. That's, you know, kind of like I said, the main reason I tell everybody every week, you know, if you haven't been praying for our country, you need to start. It's never too late. But I do remember when I used to work for Walmart back in 2001, 2002, something like that. I had a gentleman that came through my checkout, and all he had to do was wave his arm because he had a chip in his hand, and he was from California. Now, me personally, I don't want a chip in my body that tells everybody, you know, all the information about me. But apparently people in California seem to like that thing. I'm not one of them.
You know what I found? I found that when I go places, just the look on my face tells everybody just about what they want to know. So that I don't need a chip. So I'm back. Are you having fun?
Okay.
I was caught with some weird time warp. Am I interrupting something? Would you like to finish up that thought?
No.
Am I still in there?
Yes, you are.
All right. Yeah. As far as a chip in the arm, the chips have been going on for a few years now, and there have been idiots which will take them, but that's not what's coming down the pike. We are going to see such hatred from people like Peter Stroke and Chucky Schumer that are going to Satanists and that the globalists, which are going to put us in a very bad place, and constantly there's going to be no coming out of it. So right now is the time to put wrenches in the system. We need to start any way and any how that we can resist this. We need to start doing it.
Okay, well, we should start doing it before this election.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but we thought that our president would still be our president. We thought he had her back, which he did. Now they have shown us that they can take out anything, anyone, at any time.
True, but with all the controversy that went around with this past election, I have to agree with the Republicans that there was a lot of, fraud during this election. A lot of votes that were supposed to have been counted were thrown in the trash that they found. A lot of votes that supposedly they counted was from people who had passed away. And we all know that
you're
that's
telling me that
legal.
Biden, who can't get no one to actually come to his place, got more votes than our president, which was the most popular president ever, who got 80 million votes. Biden got more? No. No, he didn't. It was the voting system, the Dominion voting system, which was in line with the satanic powers out there, which stole this election so that they can usher in Satan. And Satan is here now. Satan is here in our country now, in the world now. He has unleashed his his minions, and himself. He is actually physically here in our world now, and it's time to take action any way you can, any little way, any big way. It's time to take action.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks, Marcus. You have a good weekend, hon.
Be blessed.
I was going to actually speak to this point later, after I was finished with the revolt that is silver and Bitcoin and the stock market, but we can do this now. So there is a theory, and it is an interesting one, and it's completely unvetted, and I mentioned this last week, but I think, you know, what we'll do is we'll just go past this one more time. I have been following it carefully this week, and that theory is this, is that that the, and when was it, in the 30s or so, it's not important, but early last century, the United States became a corporation. The corporation is now bankrupt and defunct. The theory now, is that that we have somehow by de facto become the Republic of the United States, the Republic that we were for more than 100 years, 150 years before some wise guy incorporated the United States. This is far-reaching. There are people who watch things that I don't waste my time, like inaugurations and other things, that say that the whole thing was quite irregular, and that the Oval Office that they keep photographing Biden in is not the real Oval Office, that the wallpaper's wrong, the windows are incorrect, and that he isn't in D.C. and he is not in the White House. So, you know, and as I said, you know, I'm telling you what I'm hearing. It is unvetted information, because of the last caller and the information brought forward, I would like to say that I think everyone has a feeling, about rage, and watched this election get stolen right in front of your face, right in broad daylight. And apparently they don't give a damn what you see. You're not supposed to believe your lying eyes. Well, if you can believe this new theory, this theory that is circulating, is becoming a little more widespread, but then things like this do, then what is being opined is that Donald Trump is still the president and will remain. He will be the 19th president of the new republic, of the old republic, the Republic of the United States of America. Okay, so, and somehow, some way, it is speculated that this will occur somewhere. The old inauguration was March the 4th, before the corporation, not January the 20th. So it is opined, it is being suggested. What is rumored? It's being rumored that somewhere between March 4th and April 15th, this is all going to become mainstream knowledge. What you're seeing here to that end, and, you know, while you're now, you know, stomping back and forth and throwing things and saying, bullshit, this guy's crazy, when Donald Trump left, he didn't say goodbye. He never conceded the election. What he did say was, I'll be back in another form. Okay, I don't know if you guys thought he was going to transform himself into a dog or a farm animal. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about he's going to be back in another form. Okay, so the military that backs him knows everything. They know, and I believe this woman is correct, that the estimates are that he received more than 75 million votes, maybe 100 million is the most in history, and that he flipped California and Hawaii. Okay, so once again, unvetted information. But let's go ahead and put this in the soup for a minute and just play around. We don't have to actually eat the soup, but let's put it in there. Okay, so what we have is Schumer and Pelosi running around madly trying to impeach the president. Well, why do you think they're doing that? What they want to do, they know exactly what's happening. They know what you don't know. This is my theory now. They know what you do not know. They know that the man is still the president, and they know what is going to happen. They know what direction this is taking. Biden is playing house out in California in Castle Rock Studios, which apparently is where a lot of this inauguration was put together, cobbled together, and CGI'd. Women's shoes kept changing colors. I've never seen. I mean, I can see that's going to be a real big thing here on the Internet pretty soon, women with shoes that change color during the day. So there are things that are wrong. So they need this impeachment so that Donald Trump cannot be the 19th president of the Republic of the United States. And to that end, you're seeing people who you know who have conservative voices being banned like mad from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any media that they control. People who like the things we like. They like the Constitution. They like self-reliance. They like freedom. They like the truth. You get banned for that. If you're a Trump supporter, you are now, what are you? You're in favor of not gang violence. What are we? We're a group of violent, oh, I forget. Basically, we're deplorable, you know? But if YouTube catches you or Twitter, you are now you're a domestic terrorist. That's what you are. You're a domestic terrorist. So yeah, never mind those people burning the Northwest. However, and this is once again a lot of fun, and I got to thinking about this, and so. Us people right now that are irritated, and if you believe the number, 75 to 100 million people who are irritated, if you ask me, we are now the anti-fascists. Why are we not? We are the anti-fascists. The people who are trying to keep things just as they are, in my opinion, are the conservatives. These lefties are now the conservatives, and we have become anti-fascists. So it's fascinating, and what I want to say about this, and I'm going to make a not a 90-degree turn, but a 22.5 or a 45-degree turn, is that we now are in a very, very unusual time, and I've heard people say, I'm so glad that I lived to see it. I never thought that I would live long. Oh, Cliff High said this, too. I never thought I would be alive to this moment. Well, you are, and what you're going to find at this moment is that you're going to have a number of choices. You, personally, not Rick, you are going to have choices. And the important thing that you have to remember is that God never messes around with your free will. God will never make you do anything. God won't make you go to heaven. God won't make you do the right thing. He will not make you do the wrong thing. He will, however, continue to present you with copious choices. And it is up to you to learn to do the right thing. You know the old saying, fall down seven times, get up eight. Okay? He keeps watching you fall down. He also is right there like a father waiting for you to get back up. Every single time he wants you back up. Okay, so we are living in some epic times. We do have the opportunity to revolt and riot. Learn to garden. Teach other people to learn to garden. Get out of the U.S. dollar. Buy silver. Don't do anything that benefits them. Just like we all know cancer loves sugar, and the more sugar you eat, the faster cancer grows. Okay? Don't do anything that benefits them. Try to do things. Try to learn a different way of life. Try to do things that they hate. Do things that are bad for them. Bitcoin is a direct assault on the system as it is. You are taking part in decentralized finance. You have peer-to-peer money. You do not have to go through the U.S. dollar. You do not have to get anybody's permission to buy or sell. That I know of, you're not taxed. You just buy something, you transfer your coins. That's it. Michael Saylor, and this is an interesting time to segue back, on February the 3rd, which I believe is this week, am I wrong? It got to be like, what, Wednesday maybe or something?
Let me think. Yes, Wednesday.
February the 2nd, Groundhog Day. February the 3rd,
yeah,
St. Blaise Day. Yeah, St. Blaise Day. We celebrate St. Blaise. For all of you people who have a throat, you might want to stop by your local Catholic church and get that blessed so you don't get no sore throat. It works every time. I promise it works every time. So Michael Saylor on the 3rd is going to have a conference, and he is having thousands of CEOs, and he is going to show them how to take – a lot of these companies are cash heavy. A lot of companies have a lot of cash on their balance sheet, and I cited something a while back, and I don't remember the math, but, you know, if you have millions of dollars on your balance sheet, every morning when you get up, a fantastic amount of that money is evaporated. It's gone. They know it, and yet there's not one damn thing they can do about it until now. Now they can take that money like Michael Saylor did, park it in Bitcoin, and not only does it not erode, it goes up wildly. And here's an example of what's about to happen. This is classic. There has been a tweet storm going on between Michael Saylor, the president and CEO and founder of MicroStrategies, who, by the way, when parked all his excess cash in Bitcoin, his stock went just straight vertical, has been having a tweet storm with Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla, right? You know Elon Musk. He has been messing around, you know, basically it's all been, what should I say, basically locker room nonsense. These guys messing around with each other. Yesterday morning? Or was it the night before last? Elon Musk added to his bio, hashtag Bitcoin. When people saw that, and he has like 20, 22 or 24 million followers, when people saw that, Bitcoin went from 32,000 to 37,000 in 20 minutes. So why during the last month did Elon Musk not reveal that he had been buying Bitcoin? Well, it's obvious. He wanted to buy it at 30,000, not 37,000, and he knew that if he opened his mouth, that's exactly what would happen, and he would wind up overpaying. So I have to assume the fact that he has revealed his position, that he has accumulated the Bitcoin that he wanted, and he's ready to go. So for those people who don't feel comfortable, and believe me, when it comes to Bitcoin, I am very uncomfortable. I'm doing it, but I am uncomfortable. It's like hiding a nuclear weapon under your bed. I mean, it is frightening. But there is a fascinating thing out there. You know, the Marines. One of their sayings is to adapt and overcome, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on. Kick out, kick the drum, running on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea, and I'll get my ping pong. This is dead heavy, can't hit a baseball, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beach chain like money.
$215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting. And help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it. 그런 될 줄 알았는데 나 겨우 사람인가 봐 몸이 아프네 세상이란 놈이 지각기 덕분에 눌러보는
먼지 쌓인 것 같기 And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Thank you, Ken. In case you guys didn't know, that's BTS, Korean group. But anyway.
I knew there had to be an explanation for that.
I'm sorry. They just happen to be my main group right now, and I really
I know.
Ken's indulging me.
What do you call them again? I was calling them Angry Space Monkeys, but you have another name. What do you call them?
They're known as the Bangtan Boys, better known as BTS.
Oh.
BTS.
All right. Speaking of Angry Space Monkeys, did you look at the picture I sent you of Sock Monkey Sock?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that great?
I thought your little sock monkey was cute. Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it is. You can sit on a hot sock if you want to, but if it's a sock monkey, it is more fun to sit on, I find. For those of you that have no idea, these inside jokes don't really work well on the radio. Because I'm holding up a sock monkey and you guys aren't saying anything. what I did was we ordered the red heel socks, the classic. It's the heather colored sock, which of course is like a brown and white tweed, not tweed, but what would you call that? I don't know what you call that. and the heel's red. Well, when you fill them with rice, it looks like a big red smile. Then you take different color Sharpies. And you're able to do the eyes and the nostrils. You know, you don't have to do the mouth because it's already there. And fill them with rice. You fill them with rice. You microwave them for about 2.5 or 3 minutes. And then you put them on whatever part of you that hurts, which, you know, in my case, I need like 4 or 5 of them at once. And but the kids... love to, when they get out, you know, kids, they get out of bed, they don't want to put socks on, they don't want to do any, you know, they just want to run around and split their head open on the fireplace or whatever it is they like to do. And so if you microwave a few of these, they'll watch cartoons and put their feet on them because they, you know, they have shoes, but they're not going to put them on. So back to work. So back to work.
So back to work. Well, if it's any consolation to you, Ken doesn't like BTS either, our engineer, but he's playing it for me. So.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, it is literally, I mean, aside from, you know, obviously getting to spend time with me, it is the only perk that this show provides. So I think you're entitled to it. Yeah,
okay.
You can do what you want.
We got top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please hold on.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.